You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web, and your number one source for after-show entertainment.
Very good, Gene
Johnson.
From the AfterBuzz Studios in Los Angeles, California, presented by Maria Menounos and Bing.com, and streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies, this is AfterBuzz TV's South Park After Show. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest news and gossip. If you'd like to buzz in on tonight's show, you can buzz us at 424-256-1729. That's 424-256-1729. And now, another post-game wrap-up show for your favorite TV show. It's AfterBuzz TV's South Park After Show.
Hey, we're going down to South Park. We're going to have ourselves a time.
We are.
Thing is, we're doing, and we're here doing the South Park AfterBuzz TV show. Tonight was season 16, episode 14, entitled "Obama Wins."
The finale.
It was the finale.
By the way, huge apology to John and Kira for last week. I told them there was no new episode, so Stephen Lemieux and I had to fill in.
Oh, did you?
We did the episode.
You know who you really should apologize to? Our lovely viewers and listeners who want to see my beautiful face and hear my beautiful voice, Phil.
I know.
I'm John Barrett, with me as always.
Hey guys, I'm Kira Batte.
And I'm Phil Svitek.
Well, you're less of an always, I guess. You're
every now and then.
50-50.
You're starting to be regular now, though.
Yeah.
I've always...
And you were regular before, so...
Kinda.
Just hopping back, kinda.
So, tonight's episode continued a trend of them probably doing very last-minute edits to their post-election day.
Well, thank God they finally did it. I was waiting for them to do an election episode, and they kept messing up my predictions every week.
Why would they do an election episode not exactly the day after the election?
I know that they do it in six South Park days, but I could not believe. I thought it was going to be like the week before, like something about the debate. And Mitt Romney doing something about 47%.
That's a cop-out.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's too easy. Obviously, folks, the election loomed large over this entire episode. Cartman stealing ballots.
Of course.
Barack Obama making deals with shady characters. General Tsao being a chicken. That's really all that. It was like an episode of The Newsroom.
I mean, here's what I give them credit for. Again, I think you and I talked about it. They have to write both of these storylines.
Yeah.
And know what's going into it, whether Romney wins or Obama wins. But still, some of the details, even from last night of what was going on, is just incredible. I mean, they must have been, like, watching the news while writing, while animating, and screaming, like, wait, no, change that, we got a new thing.
Yeah, well, I mean, they had the flag lady. For those of you who didn't see Obama's victory speech last night, there was a woman right behind him with just a flag in her hair. And there she is. There she is right there.
Yes.
That's her.
And you said she's a meme now.
Yeah, she has her own Twitter account. I mean,
wonderful.
You know, a fake Twitter account.
Of course.
But
I'm glad that's what came out of it.
Yeah, that's
the
only thing we got out of this
election.
It was a really good speech.
It was. That's how I knew that they did it so fast. Because I was like, how did they put flag late? Or whatever you guys call it.
Flag lady.
Flag lady.
But yeah, they really, as always, nailed the election. Although, let's just be clear with you guys. Barack Obama won the popular vote by several million votes. So
they say.
Yeah. Right. Carmen would have to. What I'm saying is, Carmen would have to steal more than a couple hundred thousand ballots for anything to be nullified.
Yeah.
Also, it would have taken hours in each state to steal the amount of ballots he stole.
Yes.
Without.
I feel
being
like
noticed.
If you steal absentee ballots and things like that,
right?
You could be all right.
Well, let that be a lesson to you out there. If you're planning on frauding the American voters out of their constitutional rights, Your best bet is to steal the absentee ballots. You've learned it from Phil Svitek, ladies and gentlemen.
There you go. The more you know.
Yes.
Also, in terms of this election and this whole plot, I loved all the sort of devices. Like, I love any time they go, like, I don't know what they were referring to, whether it was Bond or whatever. You know what I mean? Where it's like, we're on a mission. Mm-hmm. Like, remember the 24 episode where the British were coming to invade? Like, when there's, like, a mission, they're going after it, and it's always like... especially when Cartman or Kyle comes back with the cops, mm-hmm. and Cartman hides the thing. He's like, "Where did I put those ballots? Mm-hmm. Wouldn't you like to know? And why did I let you know that?" So I love moments like that in South Park.
Yeah,
that just make fun of those things.
Yeah. Another moment that I really liked was when, of course, he was like, "Go, little Firefly. That is all in my plan." Like, why the hell? I knew it. I was like, why would he tell Kyle anything? Kyle was an idiot for playing into his game.
Of course.
Of course, Kyle's going to do something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah. I mean, and of course, Cartman is thinking several steps ahead of him.
As always.
I love that Cartman refers to the people in swing states as a bunch of perverts, which is really funny.
There are swingers out there.
There are.
You know, it was a little upsetting with the cops because they came in and things like that, and he started off his own whole speech about, you know, people kind of breaking in and our civil liberties. I thought that was going to go more than it did.
Yeah.
Right.
You know, but...
I've never felt this way until Obama was elected. Yeah. Obama got elected, and all of a sudden, police started entering people's rooms without warrants for the first time in history. God bless you, Cartman.
And it's also... It is a nice follow-up to... you know, the last election episode, it was all about change. Mm-hmm. So I guess change has finally happened. So.
Yeah. Bunch of perverts. The first note I have written down is, fuck you, Cartman. Fuck you.
For what reason?
I didn't know what he was doing. I just knew he was in a polling place dressed as like a 20s movie child. Crying about missing his mom. Also, I love the jab at poll workers because they are all 1,008 years old.
That is so true. Even the security.
Yeah. I don't know. Did you vote yesterday?
Yes, I did. Well, actually, I sent in my early ballot. So, yes. So, did you vote yesterday?
You don't get to be part of my conversation.
I know. I was lazy.
Because it was about going to the polls and all of those workers
there. Did you?
Yes.
Oh, great. Yeah.
I mean, California hasn't been particularly hard to vote here, so it wasn't a problem. But
that's good.
Some people had problems. Phil, I think you already told us you didn't vote. Because you don't believe in democracy. You believe that all of the power should be in the hands of one stern ruler.
That's right.
Who is Howard Stern.
The Tsar.
That's why I said Stern.
We call him the Tsar.
Yeah. So, Phil, it's an unusual cult. We'll get into it at a later date.
We will. We should.
But before we get into that, the only thing more important than the U.S. election... Scratch that. A thing slightly less important than the election and the next thing we'll talk about, iTunes.
iTunes is important.
Y'all use it. Y'all love it. It's really great. And there's a thing you can do in it. They have a little podcast app in their little store. And this is a podcast. You're listening to this, probably. Otherwise, I don't know how you're hearing this conversation I'm having with you. What you can do is find us in that little podcast store app. And you can just do us a little bit of a favor and just rate and comment on our show. Say nice things. Say mean things. But we prefer nice things. But let us know how we're doing. Help us keep the lights on here at AfterBuzz. And tell your friends.
It's like voting.
It is.
I may not actually vote, but I vote on iTunes a lot.
Yeah.
Great.
iTunes, so I make up for it.
iTunes is where democracy really happens these days, guys. And
it truly, here's actually how it does work. You guys want us to be number one. You guys want us to appear on the iTunes podcast homepage. You got to vote for us. Voting happens through rating and commenting on iTunes.
Mm-hmm.
You don't, quote, vote, we don't get there. And then you feel shitty.
Yeah, it's your fault.
So, anyway.
Well said.
So, most important thing, discussed ever happens in this episode.
I did not know that this was actually a thing.
You didn't know?
Actually, I kind of did know.
Oh.
But I forgot the details of it. It's actually, I'm not even joking, it's good that Morgan Freeman came in to explain it to me. Because I did hear about it, I knew kind of about it, but I didn't know the full details.
Well, all right, for those of you folks out there who didn't know, Star Wars, Lucasfilm, rather, George Lucas's production company, has been bought out by Disney. Which is either a sad or awesome day. Still haven't decided where I stand on it. Which means that the future of the Star Wars franchise, and there will indeed be a future, is now in the hands of Disney and not George Lucas. What was that that just happened?
May the Force be with you.
May the Force be with you.
Thank you, Yoda.
Well, I mean, you're a Star Wars fan, right?
Yes.
George Lucas going to be a part of it?
No.
At all?
No. He's done.
So why aren't you bummed about that?
Because he made the last three Star Wars movies, and they were awful.
Okay, see? You got to tell me about these.
No, everyone.
The fact that you don't know that.
I know. I'm
anyway.
Sorry. I know you.
Hold on. There's the three movies, then there's the Lego movie series, and then there's like...
A Lego one?
I've only played
the Lego video game Star Wars thing. That's it.
People this ignorant of the world of Star Wars is upsetting. But anyway, Star Wars represents the biggest plot point in this episode of South Park, I think. Because we don't know what Cartman's motivation is until about halfway into this episode. And when we find out that his motivation is to be in Star Wars as Luke Skywalker's son, Cartman Skywalker. also, he wants a character named Chewbacca. Chewbacca. As opposed to Chewbacca, who is an actual character in Star Wars.
I knew that.
Okay. I'm really mad at you for not having ever seen a Star Wars movie.
No, I have seen it. I'm not a crazed fan about it. But I have seen them.
That those two statements don't go together.
I know. I am ignorant, I will tell you, about Star Wars. I really need to catch up on it. That's why I'm asking all these questions, so you can tell me. I didn't even know the three of them sucked.
You work for AMC.
Yes, I know. And my boss always tells me, like, you have to watch more movies. So he's trying to get... I just saw Kick-Ass, and that was, like, forever ago. I know. I'm sorry.
The second Star Wars trilogy was about 10 years before Kick-Ass. anyway.
Therefore, I was like 10, so I couldn't get into it.
They have some really great Star Wars things happen in this episode. Mickey flies in on Boba Fett's ship.
See, I knew that.
Which was great. The AT-ATs walking through Disneyland was great. Cartman requesting from Mickey Mouse a Tauntaun and blasters. Really. And it's good because those are the only ways to do what Cartman did. No person would be able to get and find the ballots again without a Tauntaun and blasters.
Here's what I was upset by the fact that Mickey didn't come back into play later. We know Mickey's a dick.
Yes. Yep.
And for Marissa, just so she's in on the conversation, Marissa, our engineer, we're talking about Mickey Mouse. So we know Mickey Mouse is a dick, and I thought for sure he'd come back towards the end. Mm-hmm. Especially with his remarks, like, he was very funny. Yeah, I've got those things coming up my ass, blah, blah, blah.
So he's Tauntauns and blasters.
Yeah.
Coming out of his ass.
That's right. So I thought for sure, you know, he was just giving him these things, and then ultimately he'd come back by the end, like, what the fuck? You fucked me.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck you. Like he did when the boy band.
The Jonas Brothers.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
He's a mean little bastard, huh? Also, I love that the first like subtle reference we get to it is when the whole Star Wars element of this is Butters not being able to speak on his hospital bed, translating to Kenny, who obviously we can't understand, who translates to the rest of the guys who say stuff. And there's a brief moment where I think it's Kyle says, "Oh, you mean the strategic or the missile defense system," which the strategic.
You're talking about the 80s?
Yeah. It was called Star Wars.
It was.
Reagan.
Well, thank God you told. Why didn't Morgan Freeman explain that?
I don't know, man. Fucking Morgan Freeman, guys. what a jerk. What a jerk. So, this episode relies pretty heavily on a sort of great tentpole in the South Park universe, which is that Cartman is an asshole. An unremittent, horrible asshole. He steals ballots. He is constantly laughing on the plane about warm nuts.
That was funny.
That was funny. He is, he basically kills Butters. Butters might be dead at the end of this.
Well, that's what I was kind of thinking. I couldn't believe he swallowed that almond, and then Cartman was just, like, slowly killing him.
Yeah.
Well, he didn't fulfill his duty.
That's a good point, and that's what happens.
Yeah, well, maybe next season poisoned. We'll see.
By the way, how mean was he to the Hummer guy?
The poor Hummer guy, man. Poor Hummer guy. Could you imagine having to be a guy who sells Hummers? That sucks.
Yeah, it would.
God. Cartman, this is like a huge asshole thing to do. Also, not sure how I feel about giving Star Wars to the Chinese. You know? You know?
So
Phil?
What's worse?
Yeah.
What is the lesser of two evils?
Between Disney and China. See, I don't know anything about China's cinema as a culture. You know?
It's probably terrible and really bootleg.
Well, I know that
there are a few good films.
Are there?
Again,
such as?
I mean, Chungking Express, but that's more Hong Kong.
Yeah, Hong Kong has a great film world.
Korea has a great film industry. Mm-hmm.
I know Japan does, but China?
China bought out AMC.
I know that. Okay, well, then I guess they must be good. You're right, they did. That's when I just started working with them.
Yeah.
So your bosses are Chinese, so
somewhere
you're
up the ladder, yeah.
So like you
well,
and
technically
Obama.
My boss is Canadian, but like somewhere up there my boss is Chinese.
Might as well be Chinese. Might as well be.
Okay, thank you.
So he's gonna... Basically, Cartman is so egomaniacal, right, that he, who is a pretty staunch Republican, would let Barack Obama be president of the United States so that he can be in Star Wars as Luke Skywalker's son, Cartman Skywalker. Think about that. Think about the level of...
Here's what I think about.
Mm.
Cartman represents, for better or worse, the everyday American.
Mm.
For the most part.
Mm-hmm.
For the most part. Or at least a fourth, as they've kind of quite explained multiple episodes. So, yeah, just goes to show our narcissism,
mm-hmm.
is ultimately what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, well, that's typical Cartman. I mean, he'll do anything, you know, because for me, I believe in, like, helping the greater good, even if you're, you know, at a disadvantage. Cartman, never. And I was surprised only Cartman would, like, be able to do something like that. And, like, out of all people in the world, the Chinese would choose Cartman, some 10-year-old in South Park, to steal all the absentee ballots, of course.
He's horrible.
The only evil that's capable of doing such a thing.
He is... A fat little ball of pure evil. But he handed the election to Obama. So, you know, you got to take the good with the bad here, I guess.
That could be bad, bad. Depending on your perspective.
Right.
Ultimately.
True. I'm gonna go out on a limb and say that South Park probably splits about 60-40. People who are stoked about Obama, people who are sad about Romney.
Okay.
I think that's... I would say that's about the breakdown.
Really?
Yeah.
You don't think a lot of liberals watch South Park?
I don't think it's more than 60-40.
Ah.
Yeah.
Okay. What about you? You agree?
I would agree.
I think more liberals, but yeah, I could see some Republicans watching some South Park here and there.
I don't think it's as... It's not as cutting edge as it was when it first came out. You know, it's not the...
I agree.
Pushing boundaries like it used to. There was... I forget what the moment was. I forget what the exact moment was when I thought Cartman was double agenting this. I guess it was when I realized that he specifically gave it to Obama. I was like, there's no way. This doesn't make sense to me. So there's something more. Cartman is being extra duplicitous right now. And there it was. Any stray observations?
My stray observation was, obviously, we saw a lot of Morgan Freeman.
Yeah.
But I was not expecting him. Obviously, when they were talking about, like, how Morgan Freeman was great, I thought it was a little bit overkill, but now I also realize why it was overkill.
Yeah. Because they...
Because they needed to.
I love it when Morgan Freeman explains stuff. I can't read right now. I don't know why.
Yeah.
But, like, well, yeah. I just love how, like, the whole time it's like, why do you do these? And he's like, every time I get a freckle. And we all know he has so many freckles.
Yeah,
and
he has these really weird.
Well, wasn't that like a freckles. Trend? Like, it was some kind of like thing, like black people with freckles, and he was like the whole like spokesperson as like a joke and like some kind of like comedy internet sensation. But I was like,
I don't know.
Of all the reasons why he would explain things, it's because he gets more freckles.
Well,
can we talk about the Chinese hailing Obama at the end?
Wait, what?
No, the Chinese, they're all singing the Obama song right at the end, as if it's Kumbaya.
Well. He is our Lord.
Yeah, it was for the greater good.
And then his face appears.
I think one of the funniest things in this episode is the sort of string of things that the Hummer dealer says. We had the Rocktober sale, but we're extending it into Rockvember. And then Christmas in Humvember was really funny. Because it's, you know, no one's buying a goddamn Hummer.
Obviously.
Ever.
And he was like, it's 2009, brand new, no one's ever driven it, ever.
I also love when the Chinese delegation shows up and he shouts, oh, hell yes, Asians!
Why, because they buy cars? Like, I don't know.
I guess.
That's what I didn't understand, because all I know is Asians, and I'm half Asian, so I can say this, are really bad at driving. Marissa, do you agree?
Marissa's a terrible driver.
No, I'm an excellent driver.
Really? See, I'm terrible.
Bad at navigation.
She can't even follow navigation.
Oh, no. I'm bad at navigation, but I'm an excellent driver.
Oh,
y'all are just being racist.
Yeah, my mom is terrible. I am terrible. Being
Marissa's
half Asian.
Pretty bad.
Marissa's bad. So yeah, I don't know what that meant. Maybe they crash a lot of cars, so they have to rebuy them. But I was like, why would you say yes, Asians? I don't know.
Maybe
don't
they're
know.
Rich.
Yeah, that's, you know what? I think you're onto something there. That has to be it.
And there's a billion of those fuckers. Buy a lot of cars.
Well, there's a billion Chinese.
There you go.
Here are some other things that I liked. The General Tso's chicken joke was funny. Or the punchline to it, the eventual punchline of it was funny. And when they're going through Cartman's house looking for the ballots, and I forget who it is, but one of them finds a box of Eric's mom's dildos, which
is... Was
that
Jimmy?
It might have been.
Yeah.
But, you know, I love a good finding a box of dildos jokes.
Those are good.
They're great jokes.
Yeah, why didn't I think of that? That was the best part about the whole thing.
Absolutely it was. Absolutely it was.
It all comes back to dicks.
It really does.
I know.
It really does.
We've really, season 14, we've hit it home. It comes back to dicks.
All about wieners.
Every time.
So, I think we need, I hear there's some
Yeah,
news.
a little bit, yeah.
AfterBuzz TV News.
Okay, so you know how Jack was saying yesterday how, or yesterday...
Two weeks ago,
thank you, that he was really excited about South Park Stick of Truth. Well, I actually have some sad news. Now they are pushing it back. THQ is pushing it back to the fiscal year of 2014. So the earliest we will see it was supposed to come out in March. The earliest is going to be April 2013 because the fiscal year is April 2013 to March 2014. So it's very highly anticipated, and they're saying it's all, you know, they want to do some more developments, and it will be better marketing.
Here's what I want to say.
I'm going to cry myself to sleep tonight, and it's your fault.
I know, I'm sorry.
I feel like literally like Cartman when he had to wait for his video game, but he only had to wait 3 weeks. This is... Don't even tell me the months.
I loved that episode, by the way. Yeah. So when they said it was until 2000, it could be until 2014. I mean, it's so anticipated. And when I went to E3, I mean, they were showing the demos and stuff like that, and I was really excited for it. And now they're not going to have it. I don't know why they got everyone all antsy. And this is, I believe it's South Park's first RPG. Because the other one they had, have you guys played the other South Park games before? One's a first-person shooter and one's like a cart-style one, South Park Rally. So I heard those were fun.
I played a South Park pinball machine once.
Oh, yeah, they do have the arcade ones, too.
Sounds fun.
It was.
So, yeah, we will have to wait a
well,
little bit.
Well, that's a friggin' bummer.
Sorry. Yeah, and that's all the news and gossip that I have.
That's what a downer.
If you don't have anything to say, just don't...
Anything positive
or, yeah,
to say, don't say
go.
It at all.
I don't even know if I can go on, but I guess it's time for the creepy theremin music.
Okay.
And now, you're after Buzz TV.
Obviously, this was the season finale, but they are coming back, right? That's a thing that's known. So predict something.
Something about the end of the world. You know how December...
Okay.
Yeah.
Predict something.
I feel that's... I'm going to go with negative on that, only because we're not going to be back until March.
I know.
And by then,
okay,
the world's going to be alive, and it's gonna no one's going to give a crap.
Well, you never know.
I predict... Dick, let's see. What do we, you know, what do we got going on in March 2013?
See,
like, who the hell
how
knows?
How do you know? I guess the end of the world.
You know, maybe gay rights by then will have, you know, appealed some things. Or changed things, you know?
I think that's probably a good good area. Cartman's going to do something horrible. And Butters will be dead.
No!
He killed him in this episode! You saw it happen. Anyway, folks.
I look forward to a good Easter episode.
Yeah, they'll have a... Oh, I hope they have a good Easter episode again.
Especially after last week's Scars for Applause with Jesus and the HGH, which you guys have to watch.
I gotta see that.
I do.
We're gonna watch it after.
Anyway, folks, thank you for listening. Tell them where they can find you.
At Kirabate on Twitter or Facebook.
On season 17 of South Park, hopefully.
God willing. God willing. At J. Dugan Barrett. On the Twitters, and you can see me December 8th, probably, at 5:30 at Second City. Yeah, mark your calendars, folks. And
to all you Chinese, take a trip out.
Yeah, come on out. Thanks for listening. Tune in March, I guess.
Yeah.
Same bat time, same bat channel.
From Bing.com, executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principal.